Day 8, Sunday, October 30th, Genesis 8. Genesis 8 1-22 NKJV. Then God remembered Noah, and every living thing, and all the animals that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. The fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were also stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters receded continually from the earth. At the end of the 150 days the waters decreased. Then the ark rested in the seventh month, the 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, the tops of the mountains were seen. So it came to pass, at the end of 40 days, that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Then he sent out a raven, which kept going to and fro until the waters had dried up from the earth. He also sent out from himself a dove, to see if the waters had receded from the face of the ground. But the dove found no resting place for the sole of her foot, and she returned into the ark to him, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. So he put out his hand and took her, and drew her into the ark to himself. And he waited yet another 7 days, and again he sent the dove out from the ark. Then the dove came to him in the evening, and behold, a freshly plucked olive leaf was in her mouth, and Noah knew that the waters had receded from the earth. So he waited yet another 7 days and sent out the dove, which did not return again to him any more. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, that the waters were dried up from the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and indeed the surface of the ground was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried. Then God spoke to Noah, saying, Go out of the ark, you and your wife, and your sons' wives with you. Bring out with you every living thing of all flesh that is with you, birds and cattle and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, so that they may abound on the earth, and be fruitful and multiply on the earth. So Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. Every animal, every creeping thing, every bird, and whatever creeps on the earth, according to their families, went out of the ark. Then Noah built an altar to the Lord, and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird, and offered burnt offerings on the altar. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Daily deep dive. In chapter 7 of Genesis, the flood began in the second month, on the 17th day, Gen 7:11, when Noah was 600 years old. Verse 4, in the seventh month, on the 17th day, the ark rested somewhere in the mountain chain of Ararat, a Hebrew word meaning the curse reversed. This word for Ararat is also found in 2 Kings 19:37 and Esau 37:38 as Armenia and is widely accepted as the geographical meaning of this word. This is a very large mountain chain, covering eastern Turkey and western Iran, that many have attempted to find the remains of the ark. Nevertheless, no clear discovery has been made, and it's not important to find such a discovery. Verse 14, it's not until the second month and 27th day that the earth was dry and Noah, his family and the animals leave the ark. This is 1 year and 10 days after the flood began. Notice in verse 20, what is the first recorded action of Noah after leaving the ark? He builds an altar and makes sacrifices of the clean animals and birds to God. Again, we see that Noah understands, just as Cain and Abel would have, which animals were clean and unclean, which were to be sacrificed, etc. This understanding and practice of obedience came long before Moses, the people of Israel and Mount Sinai. This is also the first time we find the word altar used. It's used 401x in the Old Testament, but this is the first one mentioned and is built by Noah. I think it's very likely that Cain and Abel sacrifices were also offered on altars, but this is the official first mention of such a practice. Verse 21, we see that this offering was well received by God, smelled a soothing aroma. This Hebrew word soothing means restful, soothing, quieting. In the KJV of the Bible, it's always translated sweet, but I believe the intended meaning is that when God responds to these acceptable and pleasing offerings, that it brings about a peaceful, soothing effect. Notice what God says immediately following. He would never again destroy every living thing again, even though he knows that even from a young age, our hearts, minds and actions, think and do evil things. We have a promise from God that we will have food grow, winter and summer, seasons, etc., while the earth remains. This promise, and the knowledge that God is in absolute and complete control at all times, should bring us a level of peace, even while we live in a rapidly declining and unstable world. The great God is on his throne and in control.